Talk.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Now.
Hello.
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
All right, sit tight. Now that I have everything figured out, everyone will be on this podcast, which this was not on the air. So there could be some explicit language. Not likely, but it's possible. And thanks for finding us over here on Q105, Q105.com. Make sure you like the Facebook page. Derek Chase and Bumble Ashley has hung around.
Yeah.
I can affirm that you are a true, like, old school throwback head, because you before asked me, remember the concert you asked me to go to?
Yes. I forget who it was. Was it Drew Hill?
Drew Hill at a state fair.
Yes.
Of all the things that I would never expect, even long ago when they were popular, I would never expect them to be playing a state fair.
I would never have expected them to play again. I think if I was Drew Hill, I'd be like, you want me to play a state fair? I would rather go work at, like, rallies.
So, I heard a couple of weeks ago, someone had, like, redone the Thong Song into, like, a contemporary EDM track.
Oh, my gosh. I've not heard that.
And it's like people who have redone Baby Got Back. It's never better.
Never better.
And some songs can be remade okay, but
I think, like, you can take parts of some songs and then remake them, but mm-hmm. that's, like, it. Like, the Poetic Justice, like, that was a good redo with J. Cole.
Do you remember what state fair? Obviously, it was the Ohio State Fair. Do you remember what state, what town that Drew Hill show was in?
No, I think it was, I don't know where's the state fair?
Like, everywhere?
No.
Everywhere is a state fair.
No, there's like the Ohio State Fair.
In Columbus?
Possibly, probably outside of Columbus, like a small little.
What's the D one?
Country, Dublin?
Dublin.
Probably.
That's like their Perrysburg.
Yeah, I think they're even like fancier than Perrysburg. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't know why they would bring Drew Hill there. That doesn't make sense.
Drew Hill's trying to get paid.
Yeah.
Was it Drew Hill? Did it say, like, with Cisco? Because a lot of times those acts.
No, Cisco was not there.
Right. So it was everybody but him.
Right. Like, if, like, Destiny's Child would tour again, it would be but Beyonce.
Correct.
Not her.
There's other groups that have done. I just heard somebody tell a story about, like, and I'm not a fan of Journey, but didn't they replace their lead singer with a Filipino guy?
Yes. And they actually found him on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I've seen Journey like 3 times because I love all old school shit stuff.
That's fine.
But I love that they found him on YouTube. But yeah, total Filipino guy.
Are you going to the Janet show tonight?
I am.
I knew you
would. I actually got
free
tickets. It's kind of an embarrassing story how it happened.
How'd you get them?
So Kevin was a little sloshy.
Kevin,
my husband, at Zombie
Crawl.
And totally went up to Chris. Your Chris.
Proctor?
Yes. And was like, ah, Ashley loves.
My Chris.
Yeah, Janet Jackson. He's like, and Chris was like, yeah, call me Monday. I'll get you tickets. Totally got tickets.
What 5 songs do you have to hear at this show?
Rhythm Nation.
Okay.
Control. If.
So you're like 80s Janet.
I'm like all Janet. I'm not, I hate to say it, but I'm not so much new Janet.
There isn't really any. Well, there is.
She has like that new one, Unbreakable or whatever that came out.
Okay.
But try getting into it. It's hard.
The last good Janet album was like 2002 with
yes.
All For You.
Yes.
And Someone to Call My Lover. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. I know all Janet. I've seen her like once, maybe twice, and like the front row basically. So I love her. So
one of the winning tweets of the week was after Justin got announced to do the Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah.
It should be Can't Stop the Feeling, NSYNC should show up, and an 8-minute apology to Janet Jackson.
Yeah. Or just her boobs. Like her boobs should just be shown again. Don't you remember that when he ripped off the thing?
I do. Like the whole industry changed.
After that.
Like TV, radio, then we got like compliance officers got hired.
Well, and even just the Super Bowl in itself, then they started like playing all these old-timey, nothing risque at all.
Right. Like Paul McCartney was with it.
Yeah.
And it didn't, the Super Bowl halftimes didn't get good again until Prince did it in the Rain,
yes.
Which is a couple years later.
Yeah.
But it's trended back towards contemporary. So because there's been like an internet uproar that Justin shouldn't be doing it because he's the reason that whatever happened to Janet back in 2005.
Janet is the reason it happened to Janet. Like that was totally a planned thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's fine.
But I get why people are upset and they're like, Janet, he's got to apologize to her and there should be something with her involved during this halftime in February.
I'm pretty sure it was like a mutual thing that was going to be happening.
Right.
So I don't think anyone owes anyone an apology. I even have a problem when people are like, oh, it's getting too risky. Like, I was watching the, you know, the music awards, and all of a sudden there's Beyonce and a leotard, and my children are watching it. Like, I get we're getting older. We have kids. Then don't let your kids watch it. Like, it, that just, well, that thing, that type of stuff blows my mind.
Well, that was the complaint. Like, I get it. If Beyonce's in a leotard and you're watching it and like, and your kids are four and one, turn away. But this was like I'm supposed to be able to watch the halftime show and there shouldn't be this stuff. Yeah. Like, Beyonce was slinking around on the stage a couple of years ago.
Right.
People freaked out. And after this week with some things, I feel bad for some people who have viable complaints, because now it has become too easy to run to Twitter and complain about anything. And
yeah,
in a sense, it gives, like, I know millennials are like an internet punching bag, and millennials
right.
ruin this. And a lot of people of that age have viable complaints. But I do think that there are over complainers these days, and it's taken a lot of fun out of things. But if the Janet thing had happened, if it happened then, and you had your kids now, what would you think? How would you feel? Would you feel apoplectic and incredulous?
So, like, I'm pretty laid back as a person. I think most people know that about me. And, like, it's my job as a parent to be like, oh my gosh, that happened. This is why it's wrong.
Right.
Or this is why it happened. Or they're being silly or adjusting it that way. Not that I'm saying it's okay, but it's my job as a parent. Like, those things are going to happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and I listen to rap music. My kids need to know they can't say those words. That's
right.
Just how it is.
Do you listen to the unedited version of Party Up in the Car?
Sometimes, not all the time. But like, we turn on, like, in the morning, we don't watch TV, we listen to music. Sometimes
right.
it's like classic rock, sometimes it's hip hop, and every once in a while there are, like, the I Spy song will come on.
Right.
And I didn't realize that the unedited version was that bad, so it's like, ugh. Like, there's certain words I don't want him to know. But there's certain words that I don't care if he knows. I want him to know he can't say them.
There's that satellite channel, and it's called Fly, and I don't really mind if we talk about it here, whatever.
Yeah.
By the way, it's Eric and Bumble Ashley. We're still trying to figure out the name of the show. Thanks for finding us here on Q105. So they started this Fly channel, and it plays all these songs that we're talking about, like DMX and old Beyonce stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like 90s and 2000s throwbacks and hip-hop and R&B. And I remember Sarah Hegarty was into it one day, and when this channel was still new, I realized that they were, like, she told me she listened to it a lot, but I also realized that they were playing mostly unedited versions of songs. And I'm like, this is like a programming catastrophe, because a lot of the people who like this stuff
yeah.
are now parents.
True.
And probably want to listen to these songs that they grew up with, and they have kids.
Right.
And they can't listen to your station because there's unedited versions.
Right. I think it just depends. I mean, I know a lot of, like, my friends would, like, rather die than listen to Kids Bop version.
Right.
And, like, while they'll still try to do the unedited, I think their parenting style, like, I'm on that millennial regular person cusp of age where I'm 33 and I'm like, I don't really care if they hear it. I grew up listening to, like, tons of different music. My dad, I remember, had, like, the Woodstock CDs, and I would take them, and it was like Red Hot Chili, you know, Peppers, like F-bombing everything because it was Woodstock Live. And I knew that if I said that word, like,
right.
what would happen.
Right.
So I was able to.
I remember I must have been like 7 or 8 years old. And I, like you, like, knew the lines, and
mm-hmm.
I knew when something was, like, inappropriate. My parents just did a decent job.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
yes.
that you're having a hard time doing that.
Right.
That's a you problem when
yes.
you can't manage the situation. But I remember I asked my mom, I was like, Mom, am I old enough to say damn it yet? And she's like, no, don't you say that. And then I remember I slammed a door one day and I said, damn it. She said, didn't I tell you you're not old enough to say that yet?
And then boom. I mean, Tucker's 4 and he came home from school. He knows bad words. And he came home from school. We are making dinner in the kitchen. He's across from the table. And he turned to me, and I won't say the word, but he goes, this kid's name, which I can't even tell what his name is because it's a little different. So-and-so said I can say F at home, and said the F word.
Right.
And I was like, Kevin and I both turned. We're like, no, that cannot happen. He's like, but so-and-so said we can say F at home. And I'm like, who is F? And he's like, it's a kid at school.
Wait, so he said it was okay for Tucker to say it at home, or he said it's okay for him to say it at his home?
I don't know. He, like, a general statement, therefore. So he was like, we can say F at home. And Tucker came home. He's like, can I? And I'm like, no, you can't say F until you're big like daddy.
Right.
And he was like, oh, I'll tell so-and-so no F word until I'm big like daddy. And I was like, good point. You should go back and say that.
I would love to hear what this kid said to his parents and how the other side of this conversation
went. And
what
I said, does he say it at school? And he goes, yep. So clearly the kid's potty mouth is just...
Well, the teachers have to handle that.
Oh, they do. I'm sure they do.
Let me ask you this. This was officially on the show sheet. I wanted to pick your head because now that I've, like, barring some kind of catastrophe or some kind of miraculous revelation where I have enough money to go live on an island that would ultimately be destroyed by a hurricane,
right.
I've committed to staying here, and I have now come over to this side, which I was never on before, where I should probably stop spending like $900-something in rent and get something. So I've looked into buying a house.
Yeah.
What's your house buying experience? What can you pass on to me?
So... we were kind of young. We've now been in our house. So we've been married, 6 years, 7, 8. So we've had our house for 8 years.
Okay.
So we bought in 2009 when the market was like shit.
You probably paid pennies for that thing.
We did. So like even now, I mean, the house 2 doors down sold for like $25,000 more than what we bought our house for.
Right.
I'd say it's a good time. My friend recently just bought a house and she's going like she completely has demolished everything, but totally worth it. It's nice to know that at least if you're putting money into something, if you do get a good price, you know, long as nothing, you know, you can own it forever. And so then when the market goes down and the market goes back up, you sell it, you know. I would say don't buy, like, I don't know, are you handy? Like, do you want to fix things?
Let me pump in my Zillow filters.
Okay.
I think I would like a yard.
Okay.
Because if I'm gone for long periods of time, paying a dog walker can be, it's like a car payment.
Absolutely.
But to have a yard, it's easier for someone to come over and let dogs out than walk them.
Right.
So I think a yard would be important. I am not handy.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
I cannot do a fixer-upper on my own. I would pay friends with pizza, beer, and money and stuff like that, or a contractor. If I am looking to put money out, I would like to think at some point I could make some money off of it.
Right.
Because I do like how and where I live right now. But if I'm only going to get maybe like 10 grand when I would sell this thing, it's probably not really worth it because I am centrally located to things. At least 2 bedrooms, at least 1.5. I think I'm thinking like 1,400, 1,500 square feet.
Okay.
The neighborhood is important, but like a school district is not because I don't have kids.
Right.
But at some point, that might be appealing to someone.
Right.
I don't want to do shoveling. And
so you need like a condo.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. There's some condos that I saw like West Village. It's a little past the Stranahan.
Okay.
And I was driving in there the other day and an old man, he was old. He had a dog.
Mm-hmm.
As I was driving into the development, he waved.
Yeah.
And I was like, these are really nice. And as I was leaving, he waved again like I live there. It was almost like symbolic.
He already knew you.
Right.
Like, welcome. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm totally cool with where it's at, but I do know that someone would shovel for me.
Yeah.
Someone would landscape.
Yes. That's what Erica, throwing you out there. That's what my friend, she legit just bought a house and it's in like a little condo. It was totally older and she's gutted the whole thing. But she has like her little parking spaces and someone shovels. She didn't want to have to cut grass because she's single and she works and she works hard. And she's like, I don't want to do that stuff. So, and she got it for a really great price and she just gutted the whole thing.
One of the
places next to her are like it'll totally, even if like when she finishes and she sold it the next day, like it would, she would totally earn money on it.
I guess that's one of my fears or questions. And I know very little about this stuff with a condo. I think this one that I looked at, like over in that little development, they're anywhere between like 65 and like upper 90s.
Yeah.
Do condos usually turn over a profit as a house would? Probably not, right?
I think it just depends. If you're going into somewhere where older people will want to be then, because like I know a lot of her neighbors are older. If you go into somewhere like that, then, you know, those people are willing to probably pay more to have to do less.
Right.
So you might have even more of a benefit there versus buying a regular house where you could get a young family, they really don't care. They just need some place that's where they want to be school-wise or located.
The Beverly neighborhood, do you know it?
That's where I live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was driving around there and I found some houses there and I like them. And I do think I need like a legitimately fenced in yard if I'm going to go the yard route. But it was funny. here's how my mind still works. And again, I've got to shake my way out of this.
Right.
I was like, wow, that tree is enormous.
That's going to make a lot of leaves.
What? Leaves? Yeah. I'll rake leaves. I'll pay the neighbor kid. I was like, if during one of our crazy storms that falls, like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
But that's why you have insurance.
I know.
Life happens.
I know.
I mean,
it does.
I mean, clearly fire, still good. It's one of those things where if it doesn't break you, it doesn't burn you down, you're good. I mean, I love, 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 love our neighborhood. Like, we, even before we had Parker, we kind of started looking like, do we move now? Do we just add more onto the house? Do we finish upstairs? Like, what are we going to do? And it just makes sense where we're at because we love our neighborhood. And Kevin's like, oh, we could go into this suburb or that. And I'm like, I love Toledo. B, I want to be like where we're at. I feel like I'm still in the city, but right. I have space.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the best part of it. So I live on the other side, like the OLPH side of Beverly. So I'm technically like the River Road Beverly area, and I love it. So I would recommend that area. Schools are okay. People love the area, and like houses are selling like crazy. So
yeah,
it would resell quickly.
Well, depends when.
I know.
The country might not exist.
Then who cares?
Well, exactly. Like if the country's not, let's let the earth turn into a giant fireball at some point.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. And, you know, it will. I'm glad that I don't have to rush into anything.
Yeah.
And I can do my research.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep spitting out the rent money. But as I get into winter, don't have to shovel anything.
Right.
And everything is taken care of.
You don't have to take the dogs for a walk anymore because I see you walking every once in a while. And I'm like, honk,
once
honk.
In a while. You know how many steps a day I put in my dog walk?
But I'm saying, like, I see you once in a while. I know you do it every day. But as often as I see you, I can imagine.
It sounds ridiculous, but I think I will always have dogs, and I don't mind walking them, but again, I think it was wise for me to figure out paying a dog walker could be like $300 a month.
Right.
But getting friendly with the neighbor, throwing them some money, going, here's a key, can you go let them out? So yep. I can be gone for 8 to 10 hours at a time when I'm making more than $8.15 an hour.
Right. I understand that. Listen, mo money, mo problems. I know that very well, so...
I have problems now.
Yeah, well, I know, but the more money, the more responsibility, the more stress, the more actual problems.
It's been...
I mean, I handle stress well, but more money, more problems.
I agree. It's been, for me, like almost 5 months on November 7th of
okay.
No money,
nope.
Not many problems,
yeah.
Not many problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I mean, I basically, when I closed the store, I went like right back to work, but... It's still catching up on everything else,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and keeping.
Well, thanks for hanging out. We will we'll do this again. All right.
Yay!
This was the exclusive off air podcast of. Oh, last thought.
Yes.
Name of the and I know the name. We want a name for the show or something. I guess it doesn't really need one. It's you know, we're back and we can talk about stuff that matters. But
yeah.
Names, anything?
I liked, what was the after?
The morning after?
The morning after. I think that was my favorite.
Would that bother you if you were pro-life?
No. I'm not. I'm pro do whatever the hell you'd like.
Okay. Morning after could work.
Yeah, I like the morning after. And it doesn't have to mean that. It's like...
I know, I thought like...
The morning after, like, you get wasted.
Right,
the morning after Friday, because Friday's the end of the week.
D had a good point. The morning after a week of... really bad radio, or at least not local radio, what we were replaced with.
I completely agree with that because, oof.
Thanks for hopping on here, finding us on Q105, Q105.com. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, a little bit of me from 10 to 11, and then a little bit more of me Sunday from 12 to 4 on Q105.